This episode of the Omega Contingent is brought to you by the Tampa Bay Steampunk Society and Aethertopia. Imagine a steampunk event like no other, where the genius of steampunk makers is shared and celebrated. This is not a convention. It is an immersive indoor two-day event coming to Tampa, Florida this summer. Find out more at steampunktampa.com.
What time is it?
It's 3 a.m. on the dot.
Is this the right spot?
Yes. The Peregrine should have returned here 15 minutes ago.
Perhaps Salazar found her on board with her.
Oh, I was afraid that might happen.
Or maybe the explosion of the Antitherium damaged the ship and it went down nearby.
No, that didn't happen.
How do you know that, Gamma?
Because I can hear her engine.
Shh. Where is she, Gamma?
I think about a half a mile that way.
Let's move. We've already lost Sigma and Delta tonight. I'll burn in Hades before I lose the Peregrine as well.
Climb aboard the airship Peregrine and join her crew of extraordinary individuals. The ninja, the giant, the genius, the alchemist, and all the rest. Share the adventure as they circle the globe in their battle to defeat the forces of chaos that threaten to rewrite history. It's time to join the Omega Contingent.
New, can you see her yet?
Yes, she's hovering just ahead.
I don't hear anyone else nearby.
Excellent.
The rope line is cut in a treetop. There.
Can you climb up and retrieve it?
I'm on my way.
Wait, I'm here. Where? Oh, holy cow! That's the Peregrine?
Yes.
She's amazing! Just to be twice the length of Salazar's ships.
Wait, did you say ships?
Well, yeah. He's got the Viper, and Countess Parshakova has the Vixen.
Good lord. They have two airships?
Well, those are the two I know of. They're building more, I think.
They stole a dozen particles of Antitherium. If any of those survived that blast...
Oh, we only had one particle there. That's all they sent us.
That explosion was only one particle?
They can build a fleet of ships like this.
Oh, look, Nu has the rope line.
Gamma, I must climb up to the ship and lower it from the starboard side.
I heard you.
If we're lucky, there's nobody there to greet her.
I don't hear anyone, Omicron. I think she's safe.
Good. Let's hope it stays that way. Now, Stanley, you were saying they only sent you one particle of Antitherium? Wait, let's step over this way. But you must have made some headway analyzing the blueprints of the Peregrine, though.
Not really. The copy we had only arrived today. Well, yesterday. Well, whatever day it was before I went to bed and you folks rescued me.
That was yesterday.
A copy? They've had them for over a week.
Well, we were just a research base. Our job was to harness the Antitherium and build a copy of the Peregrine.
Mind yourself, here comes the rope line.
Oh, thank you. I tripped.
New, is everything all right up there?
Yes, Omicron. The ship appears to be fine.
Wait, you mean the ship doesn't land?
Not if we can avoid it. Be careful, Stanley. Get ready to hang on tight.
Here's the rope.
Oh, my. Can I change my mind?
You can let go at any time!
Very adventurous fellow, is he?
Or coordinated. In the 2 miles we walked from the base, I don't think there was a stick he didn't manage to trip over.
Well, not everyone is cut out for the Omega Contingent, I suppose. Sigma wasn't that much different when she first... I'm sorry, Anne. She's not supposed to be dead. Look, here comes the rope line again.
You go on up, Omicron. I'll anchor the line for you.
See you on board, Gamma. New, anything amiss on the ship?
No, Omicron. She was just hovering, as if she was in the right place, just waiting for us.
We'll have to inspect her in the morning. Clearly, something is off. Ah, Stanley, welcome aboard the Peregrine.
This is amazing! This is so much more advanced than Salazar's ship. His was stripped down to the bare essentials to make allowance for the internal combustion engine.
So his ship can't even effectively manage that weight.
That's what I don't understand. Why do you have a steam boiler? It's so much heavier and less efficient.
Well, as you can see, weight is not really an issue with the Peregrine. And the reason we don't have internal combustion engines is because of the fuel. I considered it to be too dangerous.
But compared to the explosive power of the antitherium that we just experienced...
I wasn't made aware of that particular trait until just recently. And had I been, there probably wouldn't have been a Peregrine at all.
That would have been a shame. This ship is probably the most beautiful piece of technology I've ever seen.
Sometimes beauty can hide great evil.
I suppose that's true. Is that Gamma coming up?
No, it's Saint Nicholas.
Glad to see you haven't lost your sense of humor, Gamma.
I've been through a lot, Omicron. But we do have much to discuss.
Yes, we do. But let's wait until morning. I'm going to go set course for New York, and then I'm going to my quarters.
Who will fly the ship?
That would be Iris, our clockwork pilot.
That wasn't in the plans I saw.
Some things happen when you're not looking. Good night, Stanley. Good night, Gamma. New.
Come, Stanley. Let me show you a room where you can bunk down for tonight.
Omicron, are you awake?
Yes, Nu. Is there a problem? Wait. What's that smell?
That's why I came to get you. Stanley has made breakfast.
Good Lord. That smells exquisite. Stanley, did you make...
poached eggs, root hash, and biscuits with gravy.
Oh, sorry I'm late. I hope there's some left.
I controlled myself. Barely. It wasn't easy.
The whole ship smells like bacon.
Oh, I didn't make bacon.
Not bacon. Baking. And just as well.
I'm not a big meat eater.
Neither am I.
I am!
Thank you. Oh, this is delicious.
Thank you.
Well, now that we're all here, let's try to figure out what happened to the ship in our absence. Gamma, if you can check the rotors and screws, that would be helpful. I'll head to the crow's nest and check the Navicron and see if I can make heads or tails out of the clockwork pilot that Sigma built. Stanley, are you familiar with steam engines?
Of course. That's like ancient history after seeing Salazar's internal combustion engines.
The plants for which he stole from the U.S. Patent Office, no doubt.
That doesn't surprise me. You know, he was threatening to kill my co-workers back in Baltimore if I didn't help him.
I assumed he was holding some kind of leverage over you. Fortunately, because of the blast, he will probably just assume you're dead and he'll move on.
Blast.
Omicron, I have to ask you a question.
Yes. You mentioned that last night. Go ahead.
You said it was not Sigma's time. You were sure of it.
That's correct. I've not been wrong in a very, very long time. Was that your question? Why was I wrong?
No, not at all.
Then what is it?
If you knew it wasn't Sigma's time, then that probably means you knew it was Delta's time to die.
Oh. Yes. Yes, Gamma, it was Delta's time.
Wait, you keep talking like you can know these things. How?
Omicron is quite adept at the science of astrology.
Astrology isn't a science, Nu.
Nothing is a science until you understand it. fire was magic from the gods until we studied it long enough.
And are you saying you've studied astrology long enough that you now consider it a science?
I thought I had.
You knew about Delta's death, though.
I did.
Why didn't you try to stop him?
Because it wouldn't have helped. From my experience, it would only have made things worse.
From your experience?
Yes, Noom. You don't think I haven't tried to change the outcome before?
Made things worse? How?
The farther I tried to keep people out of harm's way, the harder destiny reached out for them and made their deaths even more painful.
I understand. But this is still only half of my question.
Oh, I'm afraid the other half will have to wait until lunch. Stanley, I hate to impose, but if you could manage to finish up your inspection of the engine early...
You'd like me to make lunch, too?
Well, we usually take turns, but I can say that anything we would make would be a significant disappointment after having had your breakfast.
I'm happy to help in any way I can. I owe you my life, after all.
It's not like that.
It's just the best use of resources, right, Omicron?
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, let's get to work. There's something wrong with this ship, and we need to know what it is. Everything looks right with the Navicron. Although it says we're significantly off course from what I set last night. Well, where's my sextant? Ah, there it is. Declination of the sun. Time of day. That puts us at 36 degrees, 43 minutes, 58.1 seconds north. 117 degrees, 31 minutes, and 59.1 seconds west. And the Navicron says we're at... Oh, blast. Exactly the same coordinates. The Navicron is working fine. That means the problem is... probably in the clockwork pilot, and I haven't the foggiest idea.
Omicron, how's the Navicron?
Oh, it's working perfectly, unfortunately.
I found nothing in the rigging, but so much of it is beyond my ability to assess. From the folding rings to the cable shorteners, I can see nothing out of place. Of course, I can't get everywhere. I don't want to stretch any of the steering cables.
Of course not. But whatever happened in that explosion must have damaged something. Let's hope Gamma or Stanley have more luck.
Yes.
You do know that Stanley is smitten with you, right?
I suspected as much. You should have seen him panicking as I climbed up the rigging.
He doesn't know you very well, does he?
Not well enough. He was worried I would get hurt. Boys. Shall we go help Gamma?
Certainly. I'm at a standstill here. I'm going to stop by Sigma's laboratory on the way. I'll see you on deck.
Gamma, have you found anything?
No, just some branches and the screws. Probably from being so close to the trees. That and a few rocks on deck. There are some scratches on the antitherium envelopes, but nothing punctured it.
Are you almost finished?
No. I am finished.
Are you not afraid you will go to the deck doing that?
I bend my knees when I land.
And I'm sure the deck is happy to hear that.
Here comes Omicron. Oh, he doesn't look happy.
There you are. Do we know where Stanley is?
I believe I saw him heading for the kitchen.
Good, let's find him.
Hey, folks! I was just getting started on lunch.
Stanley, how did the engine look?
It was fine. There were some pressure tubes that I had to follow out of the engine room, though.
Did you follow them into the laboratory?
Yes. It was incredible in there. Was that Sigma's lab?
Yes, Stanley. Yes, it was. And it's full of very delicate equipment.
Oh, yeah. I noticed one machine was talking. It was like I could hear a voice, but I couldn't figure out how to answer.
Did you touch it?
Oh, well, I swear I didn't break anything. When the voice faded, I turned the dial back.
Oh, The etherphone is a very delicate piece of equipment, Stanley, and now it's barely working right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not entirely lost. I was able to get the message you heard.
Was it Ocean?
Yes, it was Emma. She's the head of Ocean. We've been ordered back to a safe house near Boston. She's meeting us there. At least that's what I think she said. It took me a bit to get the frequencies adjusted.
Was that the dial on the front?
Yes, Stanley. There are a million frequencies on which we can transmit. The slightest turn of those dials, and we won't be able to hear the transmissions. It's set the same at both ends, and it is entirely secret. Fortunately, only the members of this crew know the frequency. And the etherphone Emma has was built by Sigma, so it has its frequency preset.
That's pretty strong security there.
Well, it has to be.
We can't have the bad guys knowing where we're going.
Exactly. So, Stanley, please, don't touch things unless one of us is with you. Now, I deeply appreciate your help, Stanley, but let's try baby steps, all right?
Okay.
So, why are we being recalled back to Boston?
I'm sure agents have informed Emma of the situation at the Lone Pine.
Yes. She wouldn't tell me the reason, which only means...
She doesn't want you to know.
Which means I know. And if I don't miss my guess, then I suspect Cyrus will be there as well.
Who's Cyrus?
Cyrus Fox, another Ocean operative.
How big is Ocean?
The Organization for Civilized, Educated, and Advanced Nations comprises 22 countries so far, and growing. They may seem to disagree in public, but their desire to help humanity unites them.
Why are you concerned about this Cyrus Fox?
Because if he is there, then we have to expect some major changes.
Do you expect major changes?
Well, based on my astrological readings, yes. And no. There's a vast amount of contradictory data right now. I'm going to need a day or two to figure it all out. And by the time I do, we'll probably be in Massachusetts. Then we'll just find out for certain anyway.
I had another question for you, Omicron.
That's right, Gamma, you did. Go ahead, ask the other question. I think I already know what it is.
Fine. Then will you tell me when I will die?
I don't think it's a good idea, no.
Don't you trust me?
Oh, it's not about trust, Gamma. It's just that my experience also says that doesn't work out well either.
Your experience again?
There was someone I was close to. I told her. When she found out, she thought she was immortal until that time. She considered herself indestructible.
And she was not?
In her zeal for adventure, she became careless. There was an accident. She rushed in. She took a vicious blow to the head. Left her with a brain injury. But she didn't die. Instead, she withered away for 2 years, trapped in a dying body. I swore on that day I would never tell anyone again.
I understand.
You could trust me, Omicron. I want to know.
I'm sorry, Gamma. I made an oath to myself.
And here we are again. What is a friend? Just like with Delta.
I'm sorry. I like to think of you as my friend.
Bah. I'm sorry, too.
Do you guys ever talk about happy stuff?
Not in a while, Stanley. Not in a while.
Ah, Omicron. I thought I'd find you here.
What? Are we off course again?
No. Gamma and Stanley are doing a good job coordinating the directions from the crow's nest to the bridge.
I never thought the little talk tubes would come in handy again. Glad we didn't remove them when we installed the Clockwork Pilot.
What are you looking for?
A needle in a haystack.
We have hay on board?
No, it's an expression. How can I find anything in this room? And as you can hear, the etherphone is malfunctioning again. Just listen to that crackling.
It is most annoying.
Yes, and only on our frequency. Stanley must have done something to it that I can't fix. And it's just been getting worse for the last 2 days.
So, you think a needle will fix it?
No,
I'm not actually looking for a needle in a haystack. I'm not looking for a needle at all. These shelves are crammed full of boxes, most of them unlabeled. Aetherphone parts, ballistics, crossbow components. How did Sigma ever find anything in here?
Repeat what you just said, please.
What? How did Sigma find anything or crossbow components?
No, the list. You said aetherphone, ballistics, crossbow...
Oh, my lord. Staring me right in the face.
Everything is...
alphabetical, of course. So therefore, electrical... Fox. Got it.
Fox? In a box? It's a very tiny box for a fox.
No, fox is not in the box. But the antidote to fox may be. Looks like we'll have to do our field trial on the run. New, see that empty crate over there?
This one?
Yes. Please bring it over here. We're almost to our destination in the Berkshire Mountains. Have Gamma lash down the wheel and meet us in the galley. And now, M... M-O...
You're looking for...
P, for parachute. Go up on deck. I'll be right there.
There you are, Omicron. I thought you were down below.
Yes, I had to make a quick stop along the way.
We're almost to Northfield.
Excellent. Dwight Moody's house. Wonderful man. He's out of the country, so his wife is good enough to host Emma and her entourage.
Quite secluded out here in these hills.
Exactly. Very little concern with the Peregrine being seen.
So, what is the plan?
As you know, we are all agents of Ocean. We ultimately report to Emma. Well, except for you, Stanley. You're free to choose to do whatever you like.
I'd like to stay on the ship.
You'll have to come down with us, but I hope you can stay on as long as you wish. Your biscuits are amazing, even if you have done something to the etherphone again.
I didn't touch it, Omicron, I swear!
Well, we can't worry about that now. I want you to have the freedom to make your own choices, Stanley. And I also want the same for the rest of you. That's why you'll be needing these.
That is the box you just found in Sigma's laboratory.
Exactly. You see, I'm quite sure that Cyrus Fox will be at Emma's side when we get down there.
Why does that concern you so much?
Because Cyrus Fox has a unique ability. He is persuasive.
A lot of salesmen are persuasive. And politicians.
But not like Cyrus. He has the ability to modulate his voice in such a way that he makes a suggestion to you, and you are incapable of resisting it.
He can control minds?
No, but he engenders trust in those who hear him speak. But it's an unnatural trust. There's something about the tone of his voice that drives straight into your mind and removes all your ability to resist his suggestions.
So, what's in the box?
Now, when I decided to not take Cyrus on the team, I knew he was still a problem. You see, he had worked for Salazar before coming over to our side. I'm still not sure of his motives for doing that. But, whatever the situation, I found his morals to be... unpredictable. I simply couldn't risk all of you.
And the box?
I had Sigma make these for us, in case we ever ran into Cyrus. And now I think we will. Look.
Earplugs.
There's a very large pair in there. Those must be mine.
Exactly, Gamma. All of you, put these on. Tuck them way in so they can't be seen.
Have you ever tested them?
No, but if Sigma invented them...
Then I bet they'll work just fine. Is there a pair for me in there?
Well, we have two extra pairs, Stanley. Take these. I don't think Sigma would mind you using hers.
How will we know if they work?
We'll find out the hard way, I suppose.
So, this might be our last chance to talk?
I'm still not going to tell you, Gamma. Besides, I might be wrong anyway.
Time will tell. First, let's see how right you are about Cyrus Fox.
Look, there's the hill. Would anyone mind if I steered her in?
Absolutely no problem.
It is an honor to have you steer this vessel, Omicron.
Don't look at me. Gamma won't let me near the wheelhouse.
I'm so glad you have such a good sense of humor, Stanley. Never give that up. Okay, here we go.
Omicron, it's about time. You're 2 days late.
Ah, the ship was damaged in the explosion.
I believe introductions aren't necessary.
Oh, of course not. Good to see you again, Lord Quimby.
Good to see you as well, Omicron. I wish the circumstances could be better.
Yes, our losses have been severe and painful.
And of course, you know...
Mr. Fox.
I prefer it to be pronounced Vox.
Appropriate. I wish I could say I was happy to see you again.
The feeling is mutual, I'm sure.
So, Emma, why would you need to bring a guard dog to deal with me?
Mind your tongue, Omicron.
What's the point? You've already made up your mind.
I have.
Well, the Peregrine is not yours. She's mine. I've lost enough already in this operation, and you have no business thinking you can take her from me.
And you'll have to go through us. Our loyalty is to Omicron.
Cyrus?
If everyone would just calm down.
That won't work on me, Cyrus. You weren't able to convince me to make you a member of my crew, and you'll never convince me to abandon the Peregrine.
It didn't work, Omicron, because I wasn't trying.
As if I would give you the chance now. Gamma, new!
As you can see, Lord Quimby has brought his own men to help man the ship.
Sorry about this, Omicron.
Besides, Omicron, you know it's for the best. All for the best.
I know no such thing.
That's right. There's no reason for anyone to get violent. In fact, this is a good thing to have happened.
Why is it a good thing?
Because you've lost so much lately. Poor Delta. That must have hurt you so much. He was so young, Amu.
He was young.
He trusted you.
Yes.
And Sigma, poor, poor dear girl. You practically raised her after finding her in that asylum.
She wasn't hysterical. She was a genius.
And she died on your watch, didn't she?
Yes.
You care about Gamma here?
Yes.
You don't want to see Gamma die.
Of course not.
None of you want to see the others die, do you?
No.
Yet.
Of course not. Maybe now is the best time to take your leave of the Omega Contingent, Omicron.
No.
But yes, Omicron. This is a good time to let someone else take over the leadership role. Enough people have been hurt while you were in charge.
Enough people.
Yes, Omicron. It's time for you to leave the Omega Contingent.
Yes. You're right, Cyrus, but who will lead?
Lord Quimby, of course. He and his men will work with the crew. Gamma and New, and whoever he is.
I'm Stanley. I can cook.
Oh, wonderful. You see? You'll all be just fine. Won't you, Gamma?
Yes, I will be fine.
And New?
Of course. I will be fine.
Here, Omicron. We've already packed the bag for you. There's plenty of clothing and money, so you can go anywhere in the world. Boston's just a few hours carriage ride.
Boston? I like Boston.
You can stay there. If you like.
I think I'll do that. Can I go now?
Of course, Omicron. Or, let's call you John. Will that be all right?
Yes, John. I like that name.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John. Enjoy your trip.
Goodbye. Stiff upper lip, John.
Thank you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye, John.
Travel safely, John.
There, wasn't that nice?
Now Gamma, New, and Stanley. Lord Quimby needs your help.
What can we do to help?
I need you to show me how the Peregrin works. You'll need to assist me and my men in our next mission. Isn't that right, man?
That's right, sir.
Why would we help you?
Because he is in charge, Gamma. New. It's for the best. After Omicron killed your friends Sigma and Delta, the team needs a new leader. A leader they can trust. You can trust Lord Quimby. You...
Yes.
Yes.
Good. So, go help Lord Quimby and his men get on board, and then find their way around the ship.
Of course we will. This way, gentlemen.
This way. I will anchor the rope line for you.
Very good. Then, let's go.
Yes, sir!
Well done, Cyrus.
Just doing my duty.
Sometimes you may do it too well. I'm not pleased with how you left Omicron. I think you pushed too hard. And Omicron was right. You are dangerous. You know my men have orders to shoot you immediately should you ever try to do that to me.
That's good to know. Thank you.
We must get back to London. We've lost enough time here.
Your ship awaits in Boston Harbor. And there goes the Peregrine with her new captain.
The Omega Contingent, Episode 7, The Omega Rebellion Part 2, is a production of Adventure Theater and features the voice talents of Nathan Hemness, Miles Marker, Verity McGowan, Stephanie Moffat, Anthony Sakovich, Michael Schwenk, and Keith Surplus. The Omega Contingent was created and written by Anthony Sakovich and is studio directed by Miles Marker. To learn more about the real historical events depicted in the episode, go to adventuretheater.net, where you can discover some of the history that you were never taught in school. This recording, the story, characters, and situations depicted herein are the property of their author and creator and protected by copyright. The Omega Contingent was brought to you by Adventure Theater and Aethertopia, the nomadic city of makers. Find out more at adventuretheater.net.